From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. California Senator Dianne Feinstein says evidence of spying on foreign heads of state shows the need for a total review of all U.S. intelligence programs. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, the chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee has, until now, defended intelligence gathering by the National Security Agency.
Feinstein has opposed efforts to end bulk collection of Americans' phone records, but she says at least those programs were overseen by a special court. Surveillance of foreign leaders, Feinstein says, was not. Feinstein also indicated her committee was not satisfactorily informed about NSA collection efforts on the leaders of France, Spain, Mexico, and Germany, and that she is totally opposed to such activities. The Senate and House Intelligence Committees are planning hearings Tuesday into legislative proposals to limit collection of data about Americans' phone traffic. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
The head of Medicare and Medicaid services will testify today before a House panel. Marilyn Tavener will be asked what she knew about looming problems with the government's health exchange website, healthcare.gov, before it launched October 1st. Lawmakers in both parties have criticized its rollout. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi told NPR's All Things Considered, while the technology launch has been rocky, the Affordable Care Act itself has been solid.
We passed a bill. The legislation withstood all of the court challenges. The Supreme Court upheld the constitutionality of the act. Now we come to the technology. The technology hasn't worked. I find that unacceptable. Now it will work and we'll go forward.
House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi. A bipartisan conference committee of House and Senate lawmakers starts work this week on a compromise farm bill. NPR's Craig Windham reports the two chambers are far apart on the issue of how much to cut from the $80 billion per year food stamp program. It's part of the bill.
The House has passed legislation which would cut $4 billion a year from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP for short. The Senate's version would reduce funding by just 10% of that amount. House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan told MSNBC that the food stamp program should not be part of the farm bill.
We should treat the food stamp program on its own and reform it.
Ryan says SNAP's budget has doubled over the past 5 years, but Senate Democrats say that's because more people have needed help buying food during the recent tough economic times, and they add that the cuts proposed by the House would affect millions of Americans. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
Former Missouri Congressman Ike Skelton has died. He was 81. Skelton, a Democrat, was the former chairman of the House Armed Services Committee. Boston has taken the lead in the World Series. The Red Sox defeated the St. Louis Cardinals in Game 5 last night, 3-1. The series now heads back to Boston for Game 6. If the Red Sox win there, they'll clinch the series. You're listening to NPR. A federal judge has partially overturned a Texas law limiting abortion. A key provision struck down would have required doctors who performed abortions at clinics to get admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. The part of the Texas law that more tightly restricted the use of medication abortions was partly upheld. Opponents of the law had said it would shut down many Texas clinics that perform abortions. The Texas Attorney General has already filed an appeal. The first ever rail link connecting Europe and Asia opens today in Turkey. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports officials are calling the tunnel beneath the Bosphorus Strait the Iron Silk Road.
On the 90th anniversary of the founding of the Turkish Republic, Turkey's opening the Marmaray Project, the first undersea tunnel to connect two continents. The project was delayed several years by huge archaeological finds during the excavation phase, including the world's largest discovery of Byzantine-era wooden ships and the ruins of a Hittite community estimated to be more than 8,000 years old. Officials have downplayed safety concerns, saying the tunnel, some 200 feet below the Bosphorus, was built to withstand even a major earthquake. Besides opening up regional trade opportunities, the tunnel connecting Istanbul's European and Asian sides is expected to reduce the city's notorious rush hour traffic. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
A powerful coastal storm struck northern Europe on Monday. At least a dozen people were killed. There's been damage to buildings, including to a British government office. It forced out Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg. Thousands of customers lost power. There have been cuts to plane and train services. The storm's winds were about as powerful as a hurricane at 100 miles per hour at their top sustained speed. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.